Now, he moves to the future here. Now, will you notice this? To an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Now, this is an inheritance that's incorruptible. That means you can't destroy it. No germ or rust or moth or enemy can ever destroy it. It's something that can't be affected at all. I heard of a man that was left in a will, a beautiful home, southern home, down in Louisiana. And the night that this man died, and this other man was to inherit it, the house caught fire and burned down. And that which he was to get, he didn't get. There was no insurance. We have an inheritance that's incorruptible. Nothing can affect it at all. And today, we have something that we can look forward to. And this, by the way, is a very wonderful thing. You remember the Israelites going through the wilderness. They had a deliverance out of Egypt, and they had the promised land they were going to. And they blessed God. They praised God as the creator of the world and as their redeemer from Egypt. Now, the Christians today, we bless God as the Father of the incarnate Son, the Lord Jesus, and the one who raised Jesus from the dead. And he is the author of this new creation and of spiritual redemption. And he also has given us a living hope. That means a hope that'll never die. And he's begotten us, made us his sons through the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit, and then we have an inheritance, and not on earth, but an inheritance that is in heaven. And that inheritance is one that, first of all, it just can't be corrupted. It's non-destructible. No germ or rust or moth or enemy can destroy it. Someone has put it like this: it will always be new. It will never decay. No night ever comes. It will always be day. How it gladdens my heart with a joy that's untold to think of that land where nothing grows old. Now, our attention today has been taken away from that which is future, because there's so much attention given today on how to live the Christian life and how to be an adequate Christian and how to be sufficient. And generally, it's some gimmick that actually is the work of the flesh. And I'm going to say something in just a moment relative to that, because he's going to talk about the present also.